Last year, Jackson Hole Mountain Resort in Wyoming launched a new extreme skiing competition. At the award ceremony, photos of the top male and female skiers went viral, drawing ridicule because the guy won $5,000 more than the top woman did. The resort immediately pulled together funds to close the gap, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, equal prizes are not guaranteed in big mountain skiing.
At the count of one, 24-year-old Kate Zeliff soared off a snowy cliff. She pulled a shifty, kicking the tails of her skis to the left and straightening them again as she dropped into the world-famous ski run known as Corbett's Couloir. Flanked by rock walls on either side, she made a flawless landing, took some graceful turns, and launched off a jump into a spread eagle before cruising across the finish line. For that stellar run, Zeliff was crowned Queen of Corbett's Couloir and handed a check.
I was so blown away by what that meant for my skiing and what that meant for me and potentially my career and all these other things that I didn't even look that Carl won X amount of dollars in what my check said.
But other people noticed that her check said $3,000, while the King of Corbett's held a check for $8,000. An Instagram post with images of the checks called out Jackson Hole for perpetuating the gender wage gap. Zeliff says by the next day, the resort had fixed the disparity, but that wasn't the end of the discussion.
What was interesting was the next day when I was getting phone calls and texts and emails like, aren't you? I was like, whoa, I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
As a young skier just entering her pro career, she was excited to be winning any money at all. But she admits paying attention to these issues is what leads to change. Tom Winter agrees.
It's good to see people having these conversations because obviously, awareness that things could be done better. That awareness, once you have it, starts helping you look for solutions.
Winter is the Americas manager for the Free Ride World Tour. At the annual series of competitions, the best free skiers in the world vie for the world champion title. But to get on the world tour, a skier must qualify. And Winter says at the qualifying competitions, the prizes aren't always equal.
Usually when you have events that are fueled with entry fees, that impacts prize purse funds on offer for athletes.
In other words, the more athletes in a given category, the more money they're competing to win. Winter says that puts women at a disadvantage because fewer of them compete.
We need to start asking questions of event organizers about parity and about participation.
Winter says the International Free Skiers and Snowboarders Association sets guidelines for competitions, but resorts aren't required to provide equal prizes. But if they did, Winter says it would entice more women to pursue competitive big mountain free skiing. He points out women can't be expected to achieve the same degree of athleticism or take the same risks as men if they don't have access to the same resources. And there are resorts who figured out how to make sure they do. Grand Targhee in Wyoming is one of them. So is Crystal Mountain in Washington State, where Brianna Stoutenberg is the events coordinator.
You know, the men and the women, they're skiing the same terrain. That's really important to me as an event coordinator, that we do provide the same payout, essentially, to the men and the women.
I asked Stoutenberg about Tom Winter's point that when fewer women compete, there's less prize money to go around. She says there's an easy fix. Pool the entry fees from the men and women together, then divide accordingly to provide cash prizes to the top female and male finishers. Men might get less with this equation, but Stoutenberg hasn't heard complaints.
It seems to have worked for our resort and our athletes for the past 5 years or so.
Tom Winter, who's been involved in competitive skiing for 30 years, says consumers can help promote good practices by supporting the resorts and event sponsors who do the right thing.
I think that consumers should be activists. I think they should let brands and companies and people know how they feel. They should be engaged. That's how change happens.
Winter says free skiing should take a lesson from the World Surf League. Starting this year, male and female surfers will be getting equal prizes at World Surf League competitions. Kate Zeliff, the 2018 Queen of Corbett's, is optimistic that wave of change will reach the mountains. She just competed in a free ride World Tour qualifier at Revelstoke Mountain Resort in British Columbia. She texted to tell me how it went. The message said, "Got third place and the prize money is equal!" Exclamation point. For Here and Now, I'm Tennessee Watson.